1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden defiant in the face of a chorus of members of his own party calling for him to leave in the 2024 presidential race.
On a day when more than a dozen additional Democrats in Congress called on him to drop out of the race, the president's defiance only fueling anxiety within his own party. Sources tell us Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have all told Biden he'll lose to Trump and drag down Democrats in Congress.
And that's ABC's Selena Wang. New details on the suspected shooter at the Trump rally last week. Sources tell us that Thomas Crooks actively searched the date of Trump's rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Crooks may have come to the site of the rally on July 7th, 6 days before the shooting. An update on the software that's supposed to protect security, instead causing a massive worldwide computer outage. It was from CrowdStrike, and that update was flawed. This is ABC News. A court in Russia has convicted Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich of espionage after a three-day trial held behind closed doors. One ray of hope, the verdict could open the door to a prisoner swap. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas has died. She had recently been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
Sheila Jackson Lee was a voice for the voiceless.
We must show that freedom of religion counts in America. Freedom of religion, freedom of speech.
The Texas Democrat on the House floor in May, she was behind reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act and legislation designating Juneteenth a federal holiday. Earlier this year, Lee reintroduced the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act. A member of the Congressional Black Caucus, Lee served in the House for more than 30 years. Sheila Jackson Lee was 74. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Louisiana won't take official steps to implement a law requiring the Ten Commandments in all of the state's classrooms until at least November as a lawsuit makes its way through courts. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris will be visiting Milwaukee next Tuesday for a campaign event. Harris has already visited Wisconsin four times this year. The vice president's arrival in Milwaukee will come just days after the city hosted the Republican National Convention. Harris last visited Milwaukee in May, where she discussed her administration's economic policies. Two Ohio police officers who shot and killed a man outside the Republican National Convention have been investigated in the past for uses of force. Nicholas Mason was cleared of charges in 2017 after killing a man during a traffic stop. Adam Groves was sued in 2016 for wrongful arrest and excessive use of force. Mason and Groves were part of a visiting police bicycle unit from Columbus. Activists and mourners of Samuel Sharp Jr., the man shot and killed, are criticizing Milwaukee officials for hosting the RNC and bringing in out-of-state police. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packer players returning to Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers training camp begins Monday morning with practice open to the public. Defensive lineman Kenny Clark is entering the final year of his contract and was asked on ESPN Milwaukee if he's considered this might be his last season in Green Bay with the Packers.
This is what I love to do. You know, I try not to let, you know, contract talks and all the, you know, the extra stuff get into my mind and you know, play with my mental. I just go out there and play, man. I love the game. I love being out there with my teammates. I mean, you know, I love what, you know, football has done for me and my family. That's just my mentality. You know, whatever happens, it happens. I'm forever grateful.
NBA, the Bucks face the Phoenix Suns in summer league play. Baseball, Brewers taking on the Twins tomorrow night in Minnesota. Golf, Madison's Garrett Jones, the winner of this year's WSGA State Amateur Championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the low 60s. For the weekend, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, some pop-up storms around, and highs right around 80. Temps warm up a little more next week, highs into the low 80s, humidity climbs, and still a few chances for storms. Currently, it's 66.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we'll catch you up on news of the weekend and also the current status of the Democratic nominee Joe Biden. Not going to want to miss it. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of the program. George Conway, and we're going to run this audio through the board here, Sean. George Conway has announced a political action committee. Of course, these things were legalized by Citizens United, and in a big way. And this one is funny. It's called the Anti-Psychopath Political Action Committee. You can read all about it over at Twitter. His handle is GTConway3D. He's George Conway III. He's got a new Twitter handle for it. It's at Psychopack, PSYCHOPAC24, and at psychopack.org. And he's got a whole new little video up about it. It's like an 8-minute video. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but here's a little 1-minute clip of it. Just check this out.
Birds. And an ominous, really an ominous.
And then they announced there was no buys now.
A beautiful,
grammatical.
United States.
Been rambling nonsensically about sharks and electrocution.
You know what I'd do if there was a shark or you get electrocuted? I'll take electrocution every single time.
Hannibal Lecter.
The late, great Hannibal Lecter. He's a wonderful man.
Donald Trump's problem is he's just nuts.
I don't think he's so crazy he should be in a mental institution, but if he were in one, he ain't getting out.
Unwell, mentally unwell, in a dangerous way. He is indeed a pathological narcissist on a level we have never before seen. He's a malignant narcissist who is also a sociopath or psychopath. That Trump is a man who cares about nothing but himself. Not you, not the country, not the laws and constitution that a president swears to faithfully execute. And it also means that Trump is a pathological liar and that he lacks any moral conscience. Birds.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. So there you, I mean, that's not the whole thing. The whole thing is 8 minutes long. Like I said, you can look it up. But George Conway put together a hell of a little video there. And Anti-Psychopath Political Action Committee, Psychopack24 on Twitter, psychopack.org on the internet. And when you go to psychopack.org, the headline, voters have forgotten one important fact, Trump is effing nuts. Oh, man. George Conway's got a new adventure here. It's rehabilitated Republicans. What can you say? All right, it's anything goes. I have one other quick story. Yesterday we published ADHD, pick positive addictions like exercise, our Hunter and a Farmer's World Alert. And I see we've still got to get a picture up on there. Dopamine and endorphins seem to be the hunter's favorite drugs, I note. And then there's a story from a person who has been through all kinds of addictions and says, you know, what I found is I can't get rid of my personality characteristics that make me prone to addictions, but I can allow myself to be addicted to things that are actually good. Like in this person's case, it was exercise. And she became basically an exercise addict. And that regularly running and working out and things like that. And that satisfied her need for that, you know, dopamine and endorphin rush. And all the other addictions kind of fell away or diminished to the point where she could easily deal with them. I thought it was just fascinating, so I published it over 100 in farmersworld.com, and I think you might find it interesting too. So, picking up your calls, Joe in Portland, Oregon. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. Somebody in the first hour mentioned Alan Lichtman, and I wanted to bring up something he's been saying that I think is super interesting and probably has a near 0% chance of happening. But what he's been saying is, plan A is, yes, Biden stays in the race. That's still our best chance of winning. But if he drops out of the race, then the plan B is he needs to have a for the good of the country moment and resign the presidency to Kamala Harris in order to preserve the incumbency key and party contest key. I just wanted to throw that out there and see what you thought about that or what anyone else has to say about that.
Right. My problem with it is that Kamala Harris would then have to appoint a vice president, and under the 25th Amendment, that would have to be approved by both the House and Senate. And I'm not sure that you can rely on the Republicans in the House to go along with that, because without a vice president, number two in line to the White House, if God forbid something should happen to Kamala Harris, Mike Johnson becomes president.
Yeah, and I've thought about that, and what I landed on is we're 108 days away from the election. Roll the dice.
Yeah, I get it. I don't think that's going to happen. I think the odds of Joe Biden actually resigning from the White House as if he had done something wrong, as if he had failed, I think that's probably close to zero. He's a proud man, and he has every right to be proud of his astonishing accomplishments in his first year, his first 4 years in office, or three and a half so far. He has done an absolutely marvelous job. I've said before, campaigning is a completely different job than running the presidency. And there's no doubt in my mind he is running the presidency well and could continue to if he could successfully campaign so that he can win re-election. That's what's in doubt right now, at least in the minds of people who know a lot more than I do about the inside of these polls, people like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and whatnot. So I'm just an observer here. I mean, I obviously have my opinions, but we're just gonna have to wait and see how this all shakes out. And ultimately it is up to Joe. So interesting thought though, Joe.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. Appreciate it, Tom.
Good talking to you. Kathy in Almsville, Oregon. Hey, Kathy, what's on your mind today?
I was surprised to hear that you didn't know about the spousal benefit of Social Security. I'm one of those ladies that got it because I spent my life raising my five children, and so I obviously wasn't in the workforce a whole lot. And when it came time, my husband had to retire early because of health things, so when it was, he retired at 59 and a half, 62, he started collecting. So I wouldn't, when I got to 62, I knew about the spousal benefit. And at that point, I only earned enough Social Security to get about $300 or $400 a month. So what they did is they checked my husband's income, my ex-husband's income, and whichever one of those two had the highest income, they added enough of his income to mine to equal half of his income is my spousal benefit. Then when he died, I got the whole his whole benefit.
Yeah. Do they do that based on your highest 5 years? Because, you know, Louise and I, throughout all the years we've been together, we build businesses up. And typically, if you look at our Social Security statement, it's like our income is like 0, 0, 0, 30,000, 50,000, 100,000, 0, 0, 0, you know, like that. I mean, you know, because we build these businesses up to the point where they're profitable and then sell them off and then retire for a couple of years and then start all over again. And so, I've had some really good years. I've had some really high income years. And I think they take like your five highest income years, which is why I'm making so much on Social Security. but I don't know how that would work if they tried to average it for her.
Well, I don't know either, but my husband made quite a bit. In fact, 1 or 2 years, he made enough that he didn't have to pay into Social Security for that last month of the year.
Yeah, I have a couple of times,
but
too. Yeah.
I always worked waitress, sales clerk, Avon lady, stuff like that all my life.
Yeah.
And so I, by the time it came time for me to retire, I only had enough built up in Social Security with my highest years to earn $300 or $400 a month, and I about freaked when they said that.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to call them and see what the deal is.
There were a lot of people. In fact, I told a lot of other people about it, and one of my ladies, she told her parents about it because her mother had never worked. But she didn't think she qualified for Social Security.
Wow. Okay. Kathy, I got to check it out. Thank you so much. It is such a privilege hanging out with some of the smartest people on earth.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 15 minutes past the hour. Shortly, we'll be 16 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with more of your calls on Anything Goes Friday.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? Those who bravely served our country should not have to worry about how they will afford their next meal, where they will sleep at night, or feel alone dealing with mental health or substance use issues. Help might be closer than you think. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit wisvets.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
In the quiet dawn, when the world awakens slow, fields of green, rivers flow, where we used to go. Mountains stand tall beneath the sky so wide, but there's a question now we can't hide. Will the forest breathe? Will the ocean sway? When we're no longer here, will Earth be okay? Will planet Earth be okay without humans? Will the stars still shine and the moon still sway? Will the flowers bloom in the light of day? Will planet Earth be okay?
Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Jeremiah in Coldport, Pennsylvania. Let's try it again, Jeremiah. What's up?
Hey, Tom. I don't remember that so many people calling for Biden to drop out before the primary or during the primary. And now that the primary is over, all of a sudden, everyone wants him
to
drop out.
Hang on just a second here. There really was no primary. I mean, there were these so-called primary contests. You only had one actual a politician, Dean Phillips, and he was polling at 2%. He was kind of a protest candidate. And then you had, you know, a couple of other candidates who were, in my opinion, basically trying to promote their own brands as opposed to, you know, serious candidates for political office. And so we did not have a primary. I mean, Joe Biden never engaged in a debate. So we never had an opportunity to see that he apparently from time to time loses his train of thought and doesn't speak very well anymore.
Okay, but I mean, is it just because of the debate?
They called for the debate because his numbers were slipping behind Trump, and I think his numbers were slipping because he hadn't been out in public that much. You know, other than the State of the Union was the last time we saw him, and he did a rip-roaring good job there. But that debate, you know, that's the bell that can't be unrung, the thing that can't be unseen. People, you know, and I get it, you know, only 44 million people saw it, but that was enough.
I just think that, you know, if you weren't calling for Biden to step down before the debate or you know, before during the primary, you know, that's the process. That's how we pick the nominee.
Well, yes and no. I mean, typically when you've got an incumbent, there isn't a primary. There's the pretense of a primary, which is a system to basically reaffirm your candidate and get them on the ballot. The last time that there was a seriously contested primary in either party, to the best of my recollection, was 1980 when Ted Kennedy took on Jimmy Carter, which hurt Jimmy Carter terribly, by the way. I mean, hurt him politically.
Yeah, it's like...
That was what, 50 years ago? 40 years ago, 44 years ago.
Right. Why are Democrats held to a higher standard? You know, Trump can lie and, you know, go off about... that he'd rather be electrocuted than eaten by a shark, and no one questions his, you know, sanity or mental capacity.
Totally get it, Jeremiah. There is a massive double standard in the media, and they don't want to talk about who Donald Trump really is. They're trying to pretend he's a normal candidate. because they want a horse race, because horse races, as Les Moonves has pointed out, you know, the former CEO of CBS, it makes a crap load of money for them, and that's all they're interested in. Jeremiah, got to move along, but thank you for the call. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hey, they don't want a horse race. They want Trump back in the White House. And
I think some of them do. I think you're right. Not all of them, but I think some of them do, absolutely. Because it made a lot of money for the networks. I mean, it was media gold. Spectacle every day.
Even without that, Donald Trump cut their taxes, and Donald Trump made sure that they got billions of dollars in quantitative easing.
Yeah.
And that paid all of these media owners. And they're thinking about, hey, I got paid for doing nothing.
Yeah.
Elon Musk got paid so much money. When he first started out under Donald Trump, he was worth $13 billion. After 3 years, he was worth $60 billion. And then 1 year later, he was worth $230 billion. Why do you think he's putting $25 million, I forget if it's every month or every week?
$45 million a month.
It's free money. Yeah. Donald Trump gave him billions. He's giving back a couple of million.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was the first one, to start cutting jobs when the media decided we were going to have a recession in 2023.
Right, and he's also fought unions like crazy.
The media is doing the same thing to Joe Biden. They are trying to talk Joe Biden out of this race, just like they tried to talk us into a recession in 2023. They've been paid by Powell billions and billions of dollars to do whatever they want. And now all of these tech giants are giving that money back to Donald Trump. They're supporting Donald Trump because they got paid. And that's the only way I can explain that.
Yeah.
We are living in a fascist economy right now. The government pays the billionaires billions of dollars, all told, $4 trillion to get Donald Trump back in the White House.
And then the billionaires recycle some small portion of that back into the politics to keep the gravy train rolling. I totally get it, Larry, and I can't disagree with anything you said. Larry, thank you so much. It's always great to hear from you. Appreciate it. We'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Friday. It's 27 minutes past the hour on the Tom Hartman Program. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's talk media for the sane among us. Stay tuned. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that, you're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
Or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden defiant in the face of a chorus of members of his own party calling for him to leave in the 2024 presidential race.
On a day when more than a dozen additional Democrats in Congress called on him to drop out of the race, the president's defiance only fueling anxiety within his own party. Sources tell us Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have all told Biden he'll lose to Trump and drag down Democrats in Congress.
And that's ABC's Selena Wang. New details on the suspected shooter at the Trump rally last week. Sources tell us that Thomas Crooks actively searched the date of Trump's rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Crooks may have come to the site of the rally on July 7th, 6 days before the shooting. An update on the software that's supposed to protect security, instead causing a massive worldwide computer outage. It was from CrowdStrike, and that update was flawed. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin U.S. Representative Mark Pocan, along with three Democratic colleagues, are asking President Biden to drop out of the presidential race. After a rocky debate performance last month, lawmakers and voters alike have questioned whether Biden is mentally or physically up to the task. In a message to the president made public on Friday, Democrats wrote that public perceptions of Biden's fitness are unlikely to change and are jeopardizing his campaign. Although the list of congressional Democrats asking Biden to step down keeps growing, Biden says he will be back to campaigning next week. The Department of Natural Resources is investigating two large groups of dead fish found in south-central Wisconsin. The fish kills were found in Buffalo Lake in Marquette County and in the Ahara River in Stoughton. DNR fish biologists think the fish kills could have been caused by recent heavy rainfall, which can reduce oxygen levels in bodies of water. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m. 15.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If there is a major corporation against birth control, it is probably Netflix. The company continues to add potential viewers by the millions, having just added another 8 million viewers in the most recent earnings quarter. Yahoo News reports the streamer now has 277 million plus subscribers. Netflix reported revenue of $9.56 billion last year, which is way up from the previous year. Even though you're adding subscribers by the millions, don't let that stop you from jacking up the rates. Sometimes there's a reunion of people that is much anticipated, and then there's a reunion like the one between Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie, who are teaming up for another future forgettable reality show. The duo combined their talents to shop on camera on The Simple Life over 20 years ago, which was successful until the Kardashians hit the scene. Hilton and Richie's new show will be a reboot of the original, where every week they received a script that read, "Try to look sexy, judge others, and contribute nothing to society." For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the low 60s. For the weekend, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, some pop-up storms around, and highs right around 80. Temps warm up a little more next week, highs into the low 80s, humidity climbs, and still a few chances for storms. Currently, it's 66.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society.
Crude and Dom.
Join the Devil's Advocates on Monday. We've got Congressman Mark Pocan. He'll tell us why he's advocating for Joe Biden to step down as the presidential candidate for the Dems.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
With dark intent, a radical agenda, they now pursue this betrayal. Democracy they undo. From oaths to lies, a Supreme Court coup. They turned our laws to serve a few. The fabric of freedom now under threat. Injustice reigns, we won't forget. They've broken trust, our faith betrayed. Each ruling passed, our hopes decayed. Political favors in robes they dress. It shadows deep.
I like that.
Our rights suppressed.
That's a great song. All righty, welcome back. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Friday. Tom in Mossy Head, Florida. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hey, Tom, I just wanted to give you an update on my situation here with the three guys that burnt my workshop down.
Over your politics, apparently, right?
Well, yeah, it's an ongoing thing. You know, I did the beer and barbecue thing for quite a while. Mm. Yeah, anyway, what I'm getting at is kind of want to get your opinion on this. They're getting ready to formally charge these guys with arson. And my neighbor, who I've told you about, a retired FBI, said, you know what, we ought to try and get him on domestic terrorism. So we ended up going and talking to the special prosecutor. As you recall, the regular prosecutor was related to one of the guys, and he said, yeah, I'd be willing to try it, but he goes, you realize the heat that's going to bring on you, that you already have enough.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah, he said, you know, with all the things that's happened to you with these guys, you know, basically terrorizing me, you know, started with my porch and then the guy with the camouflage thong on that was surveilling me, and then lately here with the burning of my workshop, he said it'd probably go through, but I don't know if I want to jump into that fire.
Yeah, I can't advise you, Tom. I do. On the one hand, you have to live in that community, and
Right. Those
people aren't going away, and even if they go to prison, their family members and their friends are not going away. And, you know, you don't want to end up with a bullet to the head kind of thing, you know? I mean, there are things worse than having your shed burned down or your workshop.
Oh, yeah. On
the other hand, if you don't take a strong stand and kick people's ass when they mistreat you, they tend to continue mistreating you.
Right, exactly.
So you know, I can argue either side of it.
Right, yeah. He said, you know, it would not only so much the local radicals around here, he said it might bring so much national thing to me, but he said it's going to be hot.
Yeah.
So I'm you know, I didn't want to press you to give me a yes or no on that.
If it was me, arson's a damn serious charge. And,
well, sure.
And if it was me, I'd probably just leave it at that rather than trying to amp it up. But I can't advise you. You know your situation and your people.
Yeah, I just think not too many, often it's brought up domestic terrorism, which he said disqualifies.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, and like I said, I didn't want you to put you in a place where you, you know, have to give me advice, because I can figure it out. But anyway, just
let us know how it shakes out, would you?
What's that?
Let us know how it shakes out.
Yeah, I will. And really enjoy your musical thing in between your breaks. That's really nice.
Good.
Yeah, it's better than just having that music before. Now you've got something.
I think we need to build a website just for the music, you know, so people can easily find it. So, anyhow,
yeah,
Tom,
yeah, like,
I got to run, Tom, but thank you for your kind words.
Okay, well, thank you for all you do.
Yeah,
great job.
Keep it up. Good talking to you. Bob in Cardiff, California. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Well, Tom, I was almost hoping you wouldn't get to the phone, because I hate criticizing.
I'm sorry. Say it again. I'm having a hard time understanding.
I was almost hoping that you wouldn't get to the phone, because I hate criticizing you.
Okay, well, but that's okay. Like, I can take criticism.
I feel like you're doing the same thing that the Republicans and Trump did as far as the Biden primaries, and you're not accepting the results of a fair and legal election. And Jesus, you know, that's the reason that Trump is such a nightmare if he should he get elected. And I just think Joe Biden, he didn't cheat to get that nomination.
You're right.
In any way. And I feel like you and the rest of the liberal media, and I don't listen to the other side, are they're all rooting to kick Biden out.
Yeah.
Or to have him quit. You know, it depends on how you look at it.
I still think Biden can beat Trump. And if Biden stays in the race, sure, up to this point, sure looks like he intends to, although, you know, there's all these leaks coming out. If he stays in the race, the latest that I just saw in NBC News about 10 minutes ago was that the Biden family is trying to figure out what the transition will be and, you know, whether he's going to endorse Kamala Harris and whether they're going to try and make an open convention. I have no friggin' idea, Bob. What I can tell you is I love Joe Biden. If he continues in the race, I will do everything I can to help him get elected to advocate for his election, certainly. And if he decides to step down from the race, whoever the Democrats choose to replace him, I will be equally enthusiastic about it. I can't think of a single Democratic candidate, serious, possible Democratic candidate for president who, over the last 8 years, who I would not aggressively endorse, from Amy Klobuchar to Elizabeth Warren to Gavin Newsom, to Kamala Harris, all of them.
Yeah, well, it's like I had he was best man at my wedding 50 years ago, and he went the other way, the MAGA way,
mm-hmm.
and he asked me what I thought of Biden, and I said I think he's going to go down in history as one of the greatest presidents we've ever had.
Yep.
And I've barely talked to my friend since.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
And the first time he hung up on me, which it kind of breaks my heart, but
yeah.
I can't deal with people that are believing.
It's politics and religion, you know. I mean, I've got friends and neighbors and stuff who I know don't share my politics. I just don't discuss politics with them, and others, people I know who don't share my religious worldview, there's so much more to life than just politics and religion. I believe personally politics is really important. I think religion is really important too, but politics in particular, apropos of this conversation, and it's what I do for a living. I mean, it's why I do it, but it doesn't mean that I have to reject every person in my life who doesn't share my politics.
As I said, 2 weeks after the primary, even though it was unopposed, basically, primary, no, I didn't hear anybody, not you, you know, not MSNBC, and the only TV personalities that are still backing Biden are the young lady and her crew that come on right before you on Free Speech TV, who are
Stephanie Miller.
I'm already awake, so mm-hmm. I just turn the TV on and listen to Stephanie.
Yeah.
And she's still supporting, 100% supporting Biden.
Well, I still support Biden 100%. And if he decides to step down, I'll support his successor 100%.
Yeah, I believe you on that 100%. It's just that I think we need the more that the liberal media, quote-unquote, talks about the reasons why maybe he should step down.
Yeah.
The more people out here like me, except it's not me, are going, well, maybe he should step down.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. It's been a media feeding frenzy, And I think you could argue it got started by the New York Times going after his age over and over and over again. And then, of course, it went into hyperdrive with the debate performance where he kept forgetting what he was talking about and leaving his mouth open. But I
still think that he's going to go down as one of the best.
Oh, absolutely. Oh. A debate performance it has nothing to do with being president. It's not part of even the job description. Bob, I got to run, but thank you for the call. You said it well.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
15 minutes before the hour, I'll be right back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Friday. Stay with us. Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I enjoy Just Calm because it supports better sleep so we can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. All this with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrive.com with the promo code TOM. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss our special podcast about Just Thrive. Take control today with Just Thrive.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
Mino and the Mayor.
How do you keep your water for your bird feeder? You have those little motors that go in there. Those little fans.
I didn't put those in yet.
Does your bird feeder freeze? Does your bird bath freeze?
Jim, do you remember giving him that as a gift?
You know
you
what?
You gave him that as a gift.
I did. I gave you that. You've never used it. I want it back.
In the winter, the birds use it as a little skating rink.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbush Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project.
Project 2025 says that for the first time in 30 years, we want to restart testing of nuclear weapons. Tell me who that's good for. Yeah. I'm not sure it's really good for anybody. I have no proof of this. I think Donald Trump wants to see a mushroom cloud. I think he wants to feel the warm glow of an H-bomb on his pasty orange skin. I think he wants to feel the power.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
In the heart of our hometown, where the streets are bustling around, we gather neath the morning sun. Together we can get things done. Every voice, every hand, together we can make a stand. Tag your in, let's join the fight for a future, for what's right. Raise your voice, make it known. In this land, we're not alone. Tag your in, come take a stand.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Lori in Ocala, Florida. Hey, Lori, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I wanted to give you an update on Florida's status regarding EVs pertaining to your earlier libertarian caller.
Okay.
The government, I think, I know, I just bought a brand new Kia EV6.
Those are great cars.
Vehicle. Oh, gosh. It just goes so fast.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say I love it, but I love it. The government is now offering $7,500 for an immediate rebate for almost all new purchases of EV vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
So they're also, under the bipartisan infrastructure law, the Biden administration is giving grants to each state for over 5 years to support the establishment of electric vehicle chargers.
Yep.
And Florida originally jumped on it and submitted a plan to the federal government, which was approved. But the program is designed to expand the nation's fast charging network, and somebody else already had their fingers in that particular pot. Turns out Florida Power and Light, the nation's largest utility-owned EV charging network, is one of Mr. DeSantis's largest donors.
Oh, God.
Now, Florida has more than 168,000 registered EVs, second highest in the country. And Florida is saying, you know what? We're battling the evil Biden green agenda, and that roads are not for politics. So Florida is now one of 15 states that will not allow any companies to apply for the money.
Incredible.
So they're saying 15 states across
this country. This is the influence of the fossil fuel industry and the fossil fuel billionaires. You know, I don't know if Charles Koch directly has his fingers in this kind of thing, but this is, you know, these guys who made their fortunes, their billions of dollars on fossil fuel, and they want to make more.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to make money. There's never enough for these people.
Just like in Texas. I mean, if they put their efforts and the money that they get subsidized with, if they took it to help build a quality infrastructure, can you imagine how many fewer blackouts we'd have?
It's incredible.
We'd have in hurricanes.
I got to tell you, Lori, first off, I was reading one of the Hyundai Ioniq 5 forums on Facebook, and there was a guy down in Houston who lost power for several days because of the hurricane, but he's got solar panels on his roof and he's got a Hyundai, and he was able to use the Hyundai to keep his house running during the night, because you can backflow the electricity from your car battery, and then during the day he's recharging his car from his solar panels. Louise and I, in 2 weeks, are having solar panels put on our house, and right now it's costing me the equivalent of about 90 cents a gallon gasoline to use the electricity in my house that I buy from the power company to charge my car. Mm-hmm. In 3 weeks, I'll be charging my car for free. I'll be driving my car for the rest of my life for free.
And using all of your other electricity for free. This is my next step. I'm so on board with this, Tom. I'm glad you're doing that. Because this is just when I was up working in Massachusetts at Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, all the engineers were out putting solar panels on people's roofs because it was so easy to do.
Yeah.
Here I am in Florida, and they're discouraging it.
Which is nuts. It's the Sunshine State. I mean, you know, the new panels are so much more efficient than the old panels, and even the old panels do a great job. But I mean, the technology is just jumping by leaps and bounds. The new batteries and everything. It's just, It's just incredible. Yeah. And if you and many of these electric vehicles, you can use them to power your whole entire house. Well, not every single piece of it, but you pick out, you know, a half a dozen circuits that are the important ones for you, your refrigerator and your computer and your TV. Yeah, exactly. And, yep. And they'll power your house for... There was one guy who in... The guy in Texas who was talking about having lost his power during the hurricane, he powered his house for 4 days with his car.
And his Ioniq 5. We almost got an Ioniq 5. That's a cool little car, too.
It is. But you know, Kia and Hyundai are made by the same company. You know, they're both great
cars.
They're
cousins.
Yeah. Yeah, they're both great cars. Just like, you know, Nissan and Lexus and Toyota and, or maybe, well, whatever. I mix them all up. But anyway, Lori, thank you for the call. Spot on. Thank you very much. Brian in Beverly Hills. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hey, Tom. Good morning. Well, I was a little taken aback a little bit, and I see this on social media a lot as well, is, you know, people are getting emotional about Joe Biden, and, you know, with Obama and Pelosi and Schumer and Schiff and Hakeem Jeffries, I mean, those people didn't just suddenly decide they didn't like Biden. The only reason that they're thinking... asking him to step aside is because they want to win and they want
to preserve
our democracy.
That's correct.
And if they see, and I'm sure they see a lot more than what we do.
Yep.
Because I've seen...
Well, they see the internal DNC polling, which is not available to us. And is probably the most accurate stuff out there.
Right. So my point being, though, is that, you know, I just think that people should... look at what's happening, because the debate was not the first time that Biden made a huge, like, oh my God kind of moment. There's been plenty of moments that we've seen in public, and I'm not talking about the ones that are, you know, the right wingers trying to say, you know, looky, looky here. I'm talking about real ones, like the one where I watched Obama had to escort Biden off the stage because he didn't know where he was. You know, that was before the debate. So I think really, if, and the other thing is that, if you ever watch, I think I hear music. Anyway, vote down ticket, progressive down ticket.
There you go.
Not to worry about the president.
Vote blue, no matter who. Brian, thank you. Yeah, it's in all probability, it's going to shake out this weekend, and Monday we're going to have a very different conversation. I mean, we'll see. But one way or another, we've got to resolve this. Thank you so much for being with us this week. Much appreciated. And special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Frost, Nicholas Biller, Pat Sweeney, Al Gorilla Rhythm, Jeremy Peterson, Martha Salinas, Mark Thoman, Connor Arroyo, and Carne Verde. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. I'll see you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, I'll talk to the patriotic millionaires about the need for tax reform in the United States and react to the news from the weekend. It's Motown Monday.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
Because I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of it, my son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep it
clean. Go ahead. Thanks. That's really
nice. You are one master whacker, I'll tell you that.
Wow, that's really impressive. You Hollywood types.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard.